Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, one more time. Is it too soon to make jokes about going to the two-holer?
No, never too soon.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Why are you worried about this now? Yeah.
We did have one potential radio station that was going to air our show.
That's right.
That just couldn't stand the coughing milk
the
cow.
The coughing
So, therefore, we weren't aired on that radio.
Station. What do they think of this?
Yeah, exactly. Bacon bits. All right. Is it too soon for bacon bits? All right. Let's have some poetry
Oh, please.
Yeah, Yvonne Hollenbeck is riding along with us. This is the Ranch Wife's Top 10 List.
I don't know if Letterman's done it. We can't stay up that late. But I made a list of top 10 things that all ranch women hate. Now, I'm sure I've missed a lot of things, and you could add some more, but these are some that top the list that most ranch wives abhor. 10 is when a minute can turn into half a day, and the meal you planned is ruined as a result of the delay. 9 is dirty laundry from the socks up to their caps that is filthy, wet, and sticky, as a result of a prolapse. Or perhaps they stuck a bloater or had to pull a calf, and when you try to protest, they look at you and laugh. Then here comes checking pastures, and you cannot shut a gate because someone made it way too tight. That ends up number 8. 7's waiting dinner and trying to keep it hot when telling you they won't be there is something they forgot because they were helping neighbors. It was sure an oversight. So dried up meat and vegetables is what they'll eat tonight. 6 is backing trailers, the great big gooseneck kind. And 5 is when the truck hooked on has gears you cannot find. 4 is windy salesmen that always stop at noon, and leaving they inform you they'll be coming back real soon. 3 is pulling tractors when it's cold and they won't start. And why you have agreed to help just proves you're none too smart. To understand hand signals is what ends up number 2. It's tied with pulling pickup trucks that stuck because of you. Undoubtedly, the number 1 thing every woman hates is when they're sorting cattle and her job is on the gate. He hollers, "Hold that black one," and they're all black in the pen. And that is just the start of where your sorting woes begin. Now, I'm sure there's lots more stressful things that I have probably missed, but there you have it, black and white, the ranch wife's top 10 list.
Boy, I think our wives could add a little bit to that, don't you think?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You know, there's a top 10, but the list keeps going.
Well, of course.
Yeah, there's quite a few after that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, yes, right. Yeah. Is it too soon to make jokes about fallen movie stars?
Falling from grace?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it out loud, okay? You're good at what you do.
Yeah.
You're good at pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tell me about how I should raise my family, who I should vote for, what product I should buy, any of those things, okay?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Is it too soon to talk about those?
How about close to work?
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me what clothes to wear. Don't tell me, what is cool. Okay.
My employer tells me what to wear.
You know, that's a true statement, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, my wife.
Yeah,
You're going out in that? Yeah. You're going to town like that?
Or somebody will say, a nice shirt.
Oh, thanks. My wife bought it for me.
My wife got me that.
Yeah. Everything I wear came from the cowboy shop, and my wife bought it.
My wife bought it.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Well, when is it too soon to go check on somebody that got farted off a horse?
and when is it too soon to make fun of them? Okay, I can answer that.
You know how this one goes.
As soon as he stands up and you know nothing's broken,
right?
Then it's okay.
Then it's fair game.
Yeah, it's too soon if he's still on the ground and he's gasping for air.
Right.
Although, people are still laughing. There was a case in point just last spring at a branding, you know, and I had to check myself. You know, because it was a spectacular fart off. It really was. But he ended up breaking some things.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it landed on a couple pretty good-sized Donnickers.
Ouch.
And of course, he jumped up. And
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And a little later into the branding, he wasn't doing well.
So
wasn't doing so well, but... But when is it too soon?
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Where do you draw this line?
Right, right. Exactly.
When you're hanging upside down from your spur. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah, right. When Nicole gets her brassiere hooked over the saddle horn.
That's cheating.
That is cheating.
That is cheating.
She stayed on.
Oh, man. Did she ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no kidding.
What a great soul.
Oh, she's awesome. And she was the one laughing, too, when we kind of went over to see if she was okay. You know, she was fixing herself. And and she was laughing, but then she got right back on that SOB.
She didn't take that crap.
It sunk a spur. All right, you want a buck? Let's buck. But wait till I'm in the saddle.
You give me a chance to get on.
Yep. Is it too soon?
Just way too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
I'm going to mention this, but I'm not going to delve too deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
But not too long ago, someone lost their life because an actor did not understand gun safety.
Right.
And they thought it was a blank loaded gun, and that's my issue with movies and things like that too. They're pointing guns and shooting at people that are blanks.
Yeah.
But kids who are watching this don't understand that. They think, okay, yeah, that's okay to do, but...
Well, and that's where a parent needs to come in, right? Rating is there.
It's
parental guidance,
okay? Yeah, it's where we teach our children gun safety.
Gun safety.
And our grandchildren gun
that's
safety.
That's a gun. Don't touch it.
So did this actor never get taught?
I don't know.
Did he just forget this?
Complacent, maybe?
But it's unfortunate that someone lost their life and another person got hurt.
Well, and we can learn from this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we better.
And we should.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a rule or a law in OSHA that is not written in blood. Okay?
That isn't there because somebody did something.
Call them what you want,
right?
All right?
Yeah, that's
Darwin Award winners.
It's not the gun, it's the user.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the guy behind it.
It's true. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but the good news is Susie Boggess is singing a great Ian Tyson song someday soon.
There's a young man that I know. His age is 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. Just out of the service. He's looking for his fun someday soon. Going with him someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides the rodeo. My father said, guess it's 'cause he's just as wild in his younger days. So no, you won't blow a northern. No, my love to me. He's riding in the night from California. He loves his damned old rodeo as much as he loves me. Someday soon,
signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
I think it's too soon for that.
Is it too soon for the end?
I think so.
It's not too soon to laugh at a fart off.
Okay. That's right.
Because we do. And I've had some fart offs hurt. And they've wrecked me.
Yes.
And they have broken some things.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah, but you jump up and you look around and you see if anyone was watching.
Did anybody see that?
And if nobody is watching, then you double over or you take a knee and you sit down and groan.
Ouch.
But if someone was watching, you just get back on.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'll be okay. I'm good. Yeah. I have decided I got to start riding shorter horses, though.
Do you fork too soon?
Holy crap. It is just getting it's getting comical to watch me mount a horse. It really is.
Well, Georgie didn't care.
No, she sure didn't.
Stump broke her horse.
She sure did. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's what I'm going to do.
Stump break your horse.
Yeah. Oh, well, my horses are getting old enough. I don't know if they can be anymore. They're about as cantankerous as I am.
And then what are you doing riding me right
yeah,
now?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Really? We're going to do what?
Uh-huh.
You're going to ask me to break into a lope? Really?
Right here, really? Right now?
Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm
too soon.
That would be the one I'd be telling them, too. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would fart you off.
I would. And then I will let your friends laugh at
and
you.
And laugh at you.
And it won't be too soon.
The timing is right.
Yeah, that's right. Throw a little salt in the wound.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have your horse looking at you going, what are you doing?
Are you
going
to get up?
Yeah.
You know, and that's good. I've got old horses now that will do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me
too. After I fart off, they will look over the top of me and say, you getting up?
You going to stay there?
Instead of running off and leaving me where I was.
Oh, thank you for
thank
not running
heaven.
Off.
Heaven, yes. That's why I ride old horses.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
Now. Yeah. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Really?
Yeah.
I blame you.
I blame you. It's your fault. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was blaming you. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coffee and milk cow.
Nah, it's not too soon. Never too soon.